بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on matters related to the Salah and congregation under the general title of Salah Describe. We will deal with two cases. The first case is the lengthening the first rak'ah more than the second rak'ah. Lengthening the first rak'ah more than the second rak'ah. It's a sunnah to lengthen the first rak'ah more than the second rak'ah, as came in the hadith of Abi Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lengthen the first rak'ah more than the second rak'ah. In addition, this is in agreement with the natural way, because when the person enters the salah, he is more eager, more active, so it's fitting to have the first rak'ah longer than the second. And in this also there is consideration for the ma'moom, for the one who follows the salah after the salah is established. The ulama, the scholars, however, excluded two situations. The first situation, if the difference is light, then there is no harm, like in the case of recitation of sabbah. And the citation of Al-Ghashiyah during the day of Jumu'ah, Friday prayer, and during the Eid. The Ghashiyah is longer, but the length is light. It's slight. So if the person recites these two, then there is no harm. The second situation is during Salatul Khawf, the Salah of Fear. And the Salah of Fear came, the description of it came from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in ways fitting the circumstances. And from the ways that came from the Sunnah is that the Imam divides the army into two units. The first stand facing the enemy on the lines of confrontation. The second enters with the Imam in the Salah. So when the Imam stands for the second rak'ah, when he stands to do the second rak'ah, those behind him from this unit, they will leave the Imam and they will complete their Salah. They will complete their salah while the Imam is still standing. Then they will move and take the positions of the first unit facing the enemy. This unit facing the enemy will come and join the salah with the imam while the imam is still standing, and they will pray with him one rak'ah. Now remember, he is in the second rak'ah, so they will join him in one rak'ah, which the remaining one. So then after he sits for the tashahud, they will stand up and complete their salah before the imam makes taslim. Before the imam makes taslim, then they will sit for tashahud and then make taslim with him. So in this case, you understand now, it's clear how this this method of salat al-khawf, the salah of fear, for fear, or due to fear, battlefield. Is it clear? So the imam in the second rak'ah, the length of his stay in the second rak'ah is longer. His stay in the second rak'ah is longer than his stay in the first one, isn't it? His stay for the second rak'ah, he's waiting for the other unit, and so as the other unit comes and joins him, right? So they said this is an exception, but this is the sunnah. This is the way it came in the sunnah. Why? In order to give consideration for the second unit which did not join from the start. So this is the situation with respect to lengthening the first rak'ah more than the second rak'ah. The second case is the waiting by the imam for someone to join the salah of congregation which he is leading. This waiting is of three ways. Waiting before entrance in the salah. Second, waiting while in ruku'. Especially in the last rak'ah. Especially if the imam is in the last rak'ah. Waiting during a position whereby a rak'ah cannot be attained. Like in case if the imam is in sujood. Let's take the first situation. Waiting before the commencement or before starting the salah. This is not a sunnah. The sunnah is to carry on the salah on its prescribed time, especially the salah where it is the sunnah to make it early. However, with the salah which can be delayed, where the sunnah is to delay it, like the case of Isha, then in this case, consideration can be given to those who are entering to join the salah. That is because the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to be in Salat al-Isha and sees that they gather, meaning the congregation, he will hasten. And if he sees that they are late, he delays the salah. Because here the salah is not the sunnah to make it, to hasten with it. And that's why he used Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to delay the Isha. But when he, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to find that they are there present, then in this case, he did not delay, lest that this would be hard upon them. Some of the scholars went to the opinion that it is recommended that in the case of a person of a certain rank of honor and knowledge in deen or authority, then it is recommended to wait for him as long as this does not bring hardship upon the ma'mumin, those led in the salah. When, they say, when there is a benefit for that, benefit for waiting. Similarly, if this masjid is known that a person of authority prays the regular salah in it, and people wait for him in order to incline him for the congregational prayer and encourage him on that, some of the scholars said that this is recommendable. They said the reason is that this is a maslaha, this is a benefit. However, this matter, to make it in a general way, is, and it should not be generalized unless there is an ascertained benefit, and that if no consideration is given to this person would lead to something bad, like for example, if we don't do that, then we know that he will not pray in the congregational prayer, which used to stop coming to the masjid, while he is a man who is known in authority and in his deen. Then in this case, preponderance can be given to waiting as long as there is no hardship upon those present. If there is hardship, then they deserve more consideration. This is concerning the first kind. The second is waiting while in ruku', waiting while in ruku'. Like for example, the imam is in ruku' and he feels someone entering the masjid, so he may wait a little bit so that this person attains the rak'ah with the imam. So in this case, saying that this is recommended has its merits, especially if this rak'ah is the last one, in order for this person to attain the congregational prayer. However, with the condition that this is not a cause of hardship upon the ma'mumin, those following the imam in the prayer. Like, for example, if he hears someone who is slow in movement, you being elderly and so, and the door, the entrance door for the masjid is away from the row, so this may take some minutes for this man to reach the row. Here, in this case, he should not wait, because this will constitute a hardship upon the ma'mumin. However, with the slight or the light or the short rather waiting period, then there is no harm. Now, if someone says, what is the evidence for this mas'ala, for this matter? Because lengthening the salah or shortening it is a worship, and therefore we require a dalil, an evidence. The answer is that the dalil, the evidence, may be taken from the following. First, the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he used to hear the crying of a child, he would shorten his salah, make it light, lest the situation be a fitna for his mother. In this situation, therefore, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, changes the format of the salah for a benefit of a person, meaning his mother. Her heart becomes distracted with the crying of her child. Second, the Prophet ﷺ used to lengthen the first rak'ah in salah to the extent that the man would hear the iqama and goes to his home and makes the wudu and returns and attain the Prophet ﷺ in the first rak'ah still. So therefore, what is intended by this is that for people to attain the first rak'ah. Third, the evidence which we cited earlier concerning the lengthening of the second rak'ah in the salah of khawf, the salah of fear. Why? In order that the group at the frontier lines joins the salah. So these three evidences can be considered or may be considered as basis for the saying that it is recommended to wait for the person who enters while the imam is making the ruku'. Remember, with the condition that this is not to be a cause of hardship upon the ma'mumin. And in this, the person is doing good to the person who came late. And there is no harm, because there is no mashaqqa, there is no hardship upon the ma'mumin. So this is the second situation. The third situation, waiting for the person entering while the imam is in a rukun other than the ruku'. Is the second situation and the first situation clear to you now? Inshallah. The third situation is waiting for someone while the imam is in a rukun, a pillar, other than the ruku'. meaning in a pillar where the person coming late will not attain the rak'ah, then this is of two types. This is of two types. First type is when there is benefit. Second, when there is no benefit. Example on the situation where there is benefit. If the person enters in the last tashahud, when the congregation is in the last tashahud, so in this case, waiting is good. Why? Because there is a benefit. There is a benefit. What is the benefit? The benefit is for him to attain the congregational prayer, you know, because some of the scholars are with the opinion that if the person attains the last tashahud, then he attains the congregational prayer. You understand? So therefore, in accordance with this opinion, there is benefit. There is still a benefit. Even with the saying that this does not constitute an attainment of the jama'ah, of the congregational prayer, still, however, he is attaining a part. And attaining a part is better than attaining nothing, and therefore there is a benefit. Is this first kind clear to you? Is it clear? Okay. Fine. The second type. Where there is no benefit. Except the mere following of the imam. Like, the imam is making sujood, prostration in the third rak'ah. A third rak'ah of a four rak'ah salah. Then he feels someone coming. In this case, this does not deserve waiting, because the ma'mum will not benefit from this waiting, because he's going to attain the last rak'ah. And if we say let him wait, then this necessitates two things. This could be a hardship upon the ma'mumin, those following the imam, even if psychologically, because there are people who don't just love good for others. Despite the fact that this person coming, the one who enters the salah late, is not going to benefit anything from it. Secondly, it necessitates the changing of the format of the salah. Why? Because the imam will lengthen this rukun, this pillar, more than the pillar before it, preceding it. And this is a change of the format of salah. Why? Because the format of salah, the last of it, should be shorter than the one preceding it. So, situation is clear to you now? Are they clear, inshallah? طيب. Anybody still having a problem or doesn't understand anything or a part, let me know. Let me know, please. Thank you, Assalam. Okay, beginning of the third situation, I missed, if you could repeat. The beginning of the third situation. The third situation is when there is no benefit. Yes, thank you. Jazakallah khair. When there is no benefit. You enter the salah late and the imam is in the third rak'ah. the third rak'ah. You know, he is in praying a fourth rak'ah salah. He is praying a four rak'ah salah, and you enter with the third, and he is making what? Sujood. He is in sujood. If he lengthens the stay, this could be what? Hardship on the ma'mumin, right? And it also could lead to what? Lengthening of a pillar more than a preceding pillar at the end of salah. Where we know at the end of salah, shortening is the norm. Is that clear? And there will be no benefit for him to wait. There's no benefit for him to wait now, because he is not going to attain a rak'ah. You understand? Alhamdulillah. Anyone else also needs a question on this? Clear? Yeah. Okay. No. The salah of the jama'ah is still valid. The salah of the jama'ah is still valid. You're most welcome.